Dave and Darren in the morning. This is Planet 93.9, the Quad Cities real alternative radio. And now, for the first time ever in our beautiful new studios, our first ever guest here in the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, make him feel welcome. It's Mike Schultz.
Oh, you're killing me.
With his movie reviews.
What do you think of that?
From the River Cities Reader, he joins us here every Thursday morning to talk about what's going on in the world of cinema. Mike, welcome to the new studios.
Like a space station. It's like 2001. It's like, seriously, this is gorgeous.
Isn't it nice?
Dudes.
It only took us 2 years to get this thing up and running, but here we are.
I love it.
Welcome to our new home.
There are places to lay down and nap if you need
to. Yes, there's a lounge.
So that lounge is all wired up. So in the wall, we've got inputs. So you could, if you wanted to, we could get a microphone and you could just sit in those easy chairs.
Oh, man. Kill me.
Right?
I love it.
Right?
I love it. I could not be happier.
We should also mention that you're on...
I'm on the wall.
We've got... you're on the wall, and we've got the video system set up. So if you've ever wanted to see Mike, you can do that now at planet939.com.
Just go to the website.
Yeah, the video.
Planet939.com.
Video
click on
feed.
So I got to wear nice clothes all the time.
We don't.
You always do that.
But I always do.
You always dress better than we do.
Because don't you usually go do a TV hit after this?
I do a TV hit right after this. Yeah, I drive right over.
Wow.
So, guys, I'm in love.
Yeah, I know, but this studio is better than the TV studio you're going to.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah.
Might be.
They would agree, though, so it's I don't feel bad saying it.
Yeah, we're thrilled you're our first guest, man.
Wow.
Welcome to the new studios.
It's an honor being the first guest.
Yeah.
Seriously.
The look on your face was exactly what I expected. And I expect it from most people.
It's something.
It is, isn't it?
And it's super easy to find. You were worried about me not finding it. Super easy to find.
It's going to be easier, too. We got some stuff going on up front that we'll be talking about in weeks and months to come. But in the meantime, Mike, that's not why you're here. As much as we'd love to talk about how beautiful our new studio is.
We could do that for 15 minutes.
We could. We could. Yeah. But there is the little matter of the movies that you went and saw.
Okay,
Where do we get started here? Magic Mike, The Last Dance? Is that what it's called?
Sure. There's no Magic Mike. Who cares?
Magic Mike's Last Dance.
Magic Mike's Last Dance. Oh, how disappointing this was. Yeah, I love the first one.
Uh-huh.
And the second one's a lot of fun. And this one is just, it's like a Muppet movie, but with gyrating torsos, basically. It's like, it has the silliest plot in the world. It's all about Salma Hayek meets Channing Tatum at it when he's bartending in Florida and whisks him off to London so they can do a big old Magic Mike stage show, just like they have the Magic Mike stage show now. But nothing about it is believable for a second. And it's basically become like a Fast and the Furious movie, like comparing the first one to the ninth one, where it's like, there is nothing realistic going on here anymore. Right. So they have like an audition for the stage show, and every single dude who shows up has a 12-pack and is an amazing dancer. It's like there's not one person who's crap, you know? And their relationship...
There's not one person who shows up that's delusional.
Yeah. I mean, that's the fun of these scenes. Like, American Idol has taught us that. It's like, let's see the losers, too, you know?
Like the old Chippendale sketch with Patrick Swayze and Chris Farley.
Chris Farley. Yeah. That would have been nice.
Something along those
lines. So there's just nothing to believe, and none of the guys are allowed to have any personality. And so it feels really underpopulated too. It's like just Channing Tatum and Salma Hayek and then these, you know, kind of vacant dancers. And that's all you get. It was really disappointing.
This is the third of the Magic Mike movies. And I mean, the title leads us to believe it's the last.
Theoretically, yeah.
It's making a lot.
And he is getting up there. I mean, even Channing Tatum has to age at some point.
Right.
So yeah, this is probably it. And it's time to go, clearly. It's, not great.
So this one, and you like the other two though.
Yeah, very much.
This one,
first one's
you.
Great. No, not so much with this one.
You also saw a movie called Consecration.
Yeah, it's a horror flick in a convent. So, you know, the devil's going to be showing up at some point. It's all right. It's not terrible. It really isn't. And it's not.
Does the devil actually show up?
No. Intriguingly. It's not an exorcism movie, which is cool. It has like a kind of a trickier plot than that. But the problem is that all these movies look exactly the same. You know, it's going to be a lot of dark catacombs and it's going to be a lot of figures in the background that show up and then vanish before our heroine notices, you know, and so all the tropes are just boring by now.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some decent acting. Jenna Malone, we've liked her for 20 years. She's good. But you've seen it before, even if you haven't seen it. Yeah, it's dull. It was too bad.
And then there were two movies on streaming
Yeah.
With some big movie stars.
I did some rom-coms.
Yeah. Are these both rom-coms?
They're both rom-coms.
I guess that makes
sense. And they're both Netflix rom-coms because we've talked on the air a lot about, right, like, where are they now? Mm-hmm. Well, they're on Netflix.
Okay.
So the one that opened this weekend, started streaming this weekend, Your Place or Mine. So it's Reese Witherspoon and Ashton Kutcher, who've been best friends for 20 years.
And now?
But maybe they're falling in love.
Hasn't he already made this movie?
They both have, right? I mean, at least a few times over. And so but it's designed like Sleepless in Seattle because she lives in LA and he lives in New York and then they swap apartments. And so all of their scenes together are like a split screen, you know, where they never are in the same room at the same point until they meet at the airport in the last 5 minutes.
This feels like a movie started with the title.
Yeah.
Like Your Place or Mine.
Uh-huh. Right.
How do we make that a movie?
And it's so synthetic. I mean, most of these things are anyway, but seriously, I wrote about this. Like their first scene together, it has like Ashton Kutcher saying, "Isn't it great that we've been best friends for 20 years, even though you're a successful editor in LA and I'm an architect in New York and you've got a kid who I'm not the father of, but I love anyway." It's like,
let's explain it.
Oh my Lord, the crushing exposition. Like in the first 5 minutes, I had a headache and the whole thing is like,
no one talks that way.
Nobody talks like this. So that was bad. And then I saw a good one, You People, which has been on Netflix for a few weeks.
This is the Eddie Murphy one.
Yeah.
Because I thought this got beat up by the critics.
It might have been, but at least the first hour of like an hour 50 movie is hysterical. Huh. A couple, Jonah Hill is the lead. One comes from a strict Jewish upbringing, one from a strict Muslim upbringing, and it's like, will the families ever get along, you know? Yeah. And they do not, which is great. But it's very funny. It's very smart about you know, the different sex they come from and what it means to actually fall in love with somebody who's so radically different from you. Yeah. And Eddie Murphy gives like the performance. You know, every time you see him in the audience at an award show and he just looks like, I'm over it. I hate being here. That's him for like an hour and a half. And it's like
so the perfect role.
Yeah. And I don't think I've ever seen that from him in a movie. It's like, oh, finally you're playing to your strengths, dude. I mean, that was great. Julie Louis-Dreyfus plays Jonah Hill's mom. She's really funny. David Duchovny is in it. And it brought back people that I haven't seen in decades, and maybe you haven't either. Richard Benjamin is in this.
Really?
Hal Linden, who I didn't realize was still alive. Elliot Gould, Rhea Perlman. I mean, it brings that back all these folks for like the opening scene at the synagogue, and I was just floored. Richard Benjamin?
Oh, wow.
Hal Linden?
Yeah.
Who drops, you know, profanities, and you're like, did Arnie Miller just say what I think he said?
Oh, wow.
Right. It was pretty good.
So it sounds like that's the one that we should watch.
That's the one. I also did see a movie, if you're interested, that opened yesterday.
Okay.
Called Marlo with Liam Neeson. It is kind of it's not an updated Raymond Chandler, but it's the Philip Marlowe detective character. And it's set in 1939 Hollywood. Just opened at the Cineplex yesterday.
Really?
How does it look?
To get out of the way of Ant-Man, I think. It's like, let's have at least 2 days, you know, where somebody... It looks okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. Pretty well designed. The mystery is a bit of a drag. It's about a woman, a femme fatale, who wants to find her missing boyfriend, and it's all about the evil underbelly of Hollywood. You know, it's a lot of sex and drugs and stuff. So
does she like walk into his office and all of that stuff, like in every one of those movies?
Yes, it's Diane Kruger, who's already awesome.
Oh, yeah.
We love her. Jessica Lange plays her mom, and they look identical, which is cool. And it's filled with like cool British and Irish actors all doing very hard-boiled Raymond Chandler dialogues. You got like Alan Cumming, and you've got... You know, I mean, it's actually pretty fun. I had a good time.
You mentioned Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
It's coming.
Scott Lang and Hope Van Dyne, along with Hank Pym and Janet Van Dyne, explore the quantum realm where they interact with strange creatures and embark on an adventure that goes beyond the limits of what they thought was possible.
Sure, why not?
So this is... I have to confess, Mike, I tapped out of the Marvel Universe a couple of movies ago.
Did you? Okay.
I still haven't seen the last Doctor Strange. I didn't see Thor.
All of them last year were bad.
Wakanda Forever, I didn't get around to seeing it. No, they're all waiting for me on Disney Plus. I can't. This is supposed to be it's the new phase. Like, this sets up everything.
Is this phase 5, maybe? Phase 4? I truly don't understand the distinction.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I guess when Thanos went away, that was the end of a phase.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Beyond that, I don't know. And I don't know what we're I don't know how they connect right now. I'm not seeing any way that they do.
It's Kang the Conqueror now.
Yeah, I guess he's the one who's going to connect them. And it's right. Jonathan Majors, who's an outstanding actor.
Right.
Yeah, we'll see. But I don't know. The visuals in this look, it looks like the Disney movie Strange World that came out at Thanksgiving. You know, it looks all very colorful and animated and blobular.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, all right. And I'm not a fan of the Ant-Man movies anyway. Everyone thinks they're hilarious. I'm like, well, okay.
Yeah.
You know, if you want that. I mean, I like Rudd, but, you know, he's lightweight. And that's the one nice thing about these movies is that they're just kind of jokey and, you know, inconsequential. But this one looks like it's trying super hard to be big blockbuster Avengers-y movie.
Well, that's it. That's your big Marvel movie.
That's Ant-Man, my big movie.
And the Wasp. This is the third Ant-Man movie.
Yeah.
See, I don't think I saw the second Ant-Man movie.
Okay. Again, you didn't miss anything.
I have to get...
Except Michelle Pfeiffer. I mean, that's the greatest thing about these. It's like, thank you for putting her anywhere.
Right.
So that's nice.
Well, it's your job to go and see these things.
Yeah. I think that's all I have, which is good because I might be trapped at home.
Right?
For a day.
For a day.
The snow's going to melt by the time Ant-Man opens up tomorrow.
During one cycle of sleep, we'll be stranded.
Cool enough.
He is Mike Schultz. He is the movie critic and an editor at the River Cities Reader. You can read his reviews of movies in the pages of the River Cities Reader and online at rcreader.com. Mike, thanks for making your way here.
Such a pleasure. Thanks, guys.